It is me, Stu McAllister. Oh, fuck. With me, as always, are the dogs. I got Ween Dog next to me on the couch. She's chewing on her foot like a lunatic. Sadie Dog is in the kitchen, probably taking a dump. She took a dump in there earlier. I need to do a chart. A star chart, if you will, and start tracking all the time Sadie Dog takes a shit in my house. Good old brown star Sadie. No idea where the cats are. They're probably upstairs shitting on my bed. Why not? It's a big old shit-a-thon going on at the McAllister household. But how was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh, my God. Oh my God, Biggie, I hope it was. Oh, why? Because today is Monday, April 1st, 2020, Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, a day at school, a good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Monday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow is Tuesday. Now, I'm struggling, everybody. I don't want to say I caught a cold. I think it's probably more allergies. I think allergies are kicking my nose. I hate how your nose is clogged and running at the same time. How the hell is that possible? This is an example of why I don't believe God is real. Because God does dumb shit like that. Like, I really feel like God fucked up when he didn't give us multiple teeth, multiple sets of teeth. Like, you know, our teeth fall out every 2 years. Because we just were growing new teeth. Ah, there's a new tooth came in. Fucking great. Nope. You get one set of teeth for like 6 years. And then you get another set of teeth for the rest of your fucking life. That's it. You better enjoy them, because that's all you got. Oh, thanks, God, you fucking idiot. Our hair continues to grow. Our skin rejuvenates. Our fucking nails continuously grow. Fuck, our goddamn nose grows all the goddamn time. Teeth? Fuck that shit. You get two. Like it or not, two, bitch. Ah, God, fuck. You got lazy on the teeth, God. You got lazy on the teefies. But anyway, I'm feeling not so hot. I actually used the old neti pot this morning. I don't know if you guys use that or not. I like the neti pot. I'll use the neti pot before I go to bed. Ugh, I'm just feeling blech. And today was kind of a shit day. It was a shit day. Because of the stupid fucking route. Oh, if you've never listened to this podcast, fucking thanks. I swear a whole lot. This podcast is for the children. I'm Stu McAllister, the host. I was a comedian for a long time, social worker for a longer time, and now I'm making mistakes. And the mistake is working for your West Michigan Whitecaps single-A baseball team for your Detroit Tigers. And all I do is I sell Dippin' Dot ice cream all across the great state of Michigan. And today I was in the Novi, Walled Lake, Livonia area, if you're familiar with Michigan. It's all outside of Detroit. It was fine. I've done the route before. Not a huge deal. But I discovered... at the second place, first place didn't want any product because they're dumb fucks. Second place, I go to print them a receipt, and the printer wasn't working. And so I look at it, and I got the wrong printer. And I know you're all going, oh my God, Stu, you dumb fuck. How the fuck did you grab the wrong fucking printer? Well, it wasn't me, everybody.
It wasn't me.
I was the last person into work today. I was the last. Because the stupid route, one of the places on the route, oh yeah, we can't be there till 3:30. Which makes it incredibly inconvenient, but I'm like, there's no point in me coming in early 5-6. I'll just come in at 7. So then I'm not there. And even then, I got done with everything. I was the place, the 3:30 place was the very last place. And I still fucking was there a half hour early. So I'm like, God damn it. So it was goddamn Kylie. She took the wrong fucking printer. And this is the problem that I have, everybody. I don't necessarily care that she took the wrong printer. But the problem is, if you don't have the right printer for the right tablet, you're fucked. It doesn't work. You can't print shit out. So not only could she not do shit correctly, I couldn't do shit correctly. Why? Because she's a dumb fucking coos and doesn't fucking look at what the fuck she's doing. She's actually gone off on routes without even taking the tablet and the fucking printer. That's all you fucking need to do. How are you doing your fucking job without the one piece of equipment you really need? I mean, you need the van, but you ain't going anywhere if you don't take the goddamn van. Fucking hell. So I got to write everything out by hand, which is not a huge issue necessarily, but it's more a matter of inconvenience. And there's a certain chain that's now saying, for whatever reason, that they won't take handwritten invoices. And I'm like, ah, fucking hell. And I had three of those places on my stop today. I was like, God damn it. So I worked everything out. It just was a fucking pain in the ass, right? Like, you don't want, like, it's fucking Monday, beginning of the work week. You just want things to go right. And it's just like, I always take my shit. I put it to the side. I put the tablet. I put the printer on top of the tablet to make sure, so everybody fucking knows this goes with this. And she's like, oh, I don't know. This printer was with this tablet. I don't fucking know. And I'm like, well, and everything's also labeled, everybody. I always look to make sure, because it's a fucking pain in the ass when it doesn't work properly. And I was like, you motherfucker. She's just so dumb. She's dumb, everybody. She's dumb. She's dumb. And the route today was dumb. I was dealing with a lot of places that didn't want to buy any product. And I was like, all right, we'll see you next month. I kept telling them, we're not doing one-offs. We're not coming out to see you specifically. When the route's here, the route's here. I had one guy at a gas station said that he got fucking billed twice. And I was like, well, you got the invoices, right? And he's like, yeah, I got the invoices. And he's like, well, I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. He's saying he got 18 cases in like 30 days. And a gas station is not going to take 18 cases in 30 days. So I just looked at him. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm the driver. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Another place, their ice cream. I hate this fucking one gas station. Their regular ice cream cooler took a shit. So they were putting all the regular ice cream in the Dippin' Dot freezer. And I was like, fucking Jesus Christ. The problem is our freezer is colder than a regular freezer. So all that shit's going to get freezer burn. I've had regular ice cream that's been in a Dippin' Dot freezer. It's not good. It's not good. I didn't tell her that because I'm like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, you fuck. And here's the thing too, everybody. These fucking new corporate spots, we absorbed a lot of corporate accounts. All these fucking assholes want to pay cash. So today I easily had over $1,000 in cash on me in the van. And I just don't feel comfortable with that. Do I feel like I'm going to get robbed? Not really. No, I don't. But I feel like maybe I'm more than likely I'm going to drop it or some shit like that. And then they'll look at me, and because they've already looked at me on some stuff. And then I'm always like, hey, once I throw this on the account receivable lady's desk, which is what you fucks have told me to do, It's out of my goddamn hands. I don't know who touched it or took it or whatever. And it's always fucking come back up. It's always fucking been there. Our accounts receivable lady fucking, oh, I guess I put it over here. What, fuck you. So they finally did something where they put like a, I can't call it a safe. It's sort of like a lockbox. Where when we get back, we throw it in the lockbox if we got any checks or money. But even then, I don't have a key for it. But once I fucking put it in there, I don't know who the fuck takes it. There's no, like, chain of command. I fucking hate that shit. Fucking hell. Fucking hell, everybody. Fucking hell. Tired AF. I don't know. For some reason, I didn't sleep well last night. I fucking went to bed somewhere between 9 and 10, I think, because, again, you know, I've been dealing with this cold since yesterday. And then I woke up at, like, 2. And I was up for probably, like, a good hour, 9 minutes for no fucking particular reason. I'm usually a guy who's able to fucking sleep straight through shit. But the goddamn wean dog snores like a motherfucker. She's got that sleep apnea shit. Whatever. Whatever. So I get done at work, and then I got a hold of Laura, the Polish girl catering. I just want to make sure that I'm saying that correctly. Polish girl. No, not guy, girl. Yep. The Polish girl catering. Go check out her page, everybody. If you're on the Facebook, go check out the page because she's been very helpful with this podcast. She's allowing us to use her space over on Muskegon Avenue in Northwest Grand Rapids. We're going to be doing a live episode, doing it live episode on Saturday, April 13th, 2020, Quattro. So she's allowing us to use the space. It's a part of the Knights of Columbus, 1140 Muskegon Northwest. Okay, 1140 Muskegon Northwest. So I asked her, I was like, hey, can I see it? And she's like, yeah, come on over. So I gave her time. I said, I'll be there then. And she was like, great. So I get over there and I see it. And it is very much like every other kind of like old timey banquet hall, right? It's part of the Knights of Columbus. It's got big round tables, lots of chairs. It's got a dance floor, a lot of space. It's going to be really fucking good for the live podcast. I know Matt Harper is going to help out with the sound. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun, everybody. So it's for the 1,000th episode of the Patreon. That's a lot of fucking episodes. So it's a free event, everybody. So if you got nothing going on and you live in the West Michigan area and you want to swing by, 1140 Muskegon Northwest Grand Rapids, come on over. It's free. 7 to 9 o'clock. Doors will open like 6:30. So if you want to come sit down, we're gonna do like a like a silent auction thing too. I'm gonna have a lot of things for you guys to like bid on if you want. It's gonna be a lot of that cocktail shit that you fucks sent me. So it's like DVD and Blu-ray and a clock and a shirt and whatever. So we'll have that and have some other stuff too. And all I was talking to Laura about, I was like, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do. Cause I feel like she's letting me use the room for free. And I was like, oh, I feel like I should pay her or, you know, give money to the fucking Knights of Columbus something. And she's like, you can give money to us for figs and friends. And I was like, well, what is that? And she told me she fosters cats through Figs and Friends. So they are a, I can't call them a shelter. There it is. Figs and Friends Pet Rescue. Go like their page as well, too. It's an all-volunteer 501c3 pet rescue that helps cats, dogs, puppies, and kittens. So I'm going to raise money for that, for them. So that'll be fucking good. So they got cats, they got dogs, they got all sorts of good shit. So it's good. So it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. If you're on the Facebook, it's Figs and Friends Pet Rescue. They are on Instagram as well, Fig and Friends. Am I saying figs? It's Fig, like a Fig Newton. Fig and Friend Pet Rescue. So please go like their page. Please go like the, it's Polka Pops Cafe, that Polish Girl Catering is her page. But if you just like Google or Facebook that Polish Girl Catering, you'll find it. So please do that. Come on out. It's free. It should be fun. Grand Van Baccarino will be there. It'll be good times. Maybe we'll call into Jamie. Jamie can't be there, but maybe I'll call into her and we'll get her on the phone. We'll see what's happening. So please do that. We'll take the quiz, the current event quiz, some other segments. It should be fun. I got to put my head together and do some things. So there we go. All right, that's it. I'm done with that. Normally I ramble a whole lot up front, but like I said, I'm kind of out of it. I'm very tired. I'm very tired. I'm super duper tired. So, all right. Let's see. I got sent this Ask Amy. If you guys have never heard me do this, I like the advice columnists, the Ask Amy, the Dear Abby, all these ladies. And so what I do is I'll see a headline for one. And I don't read the letter, and I don't read the advice to them. But then I'll read the letter, and then I give my advice, and then we'll see what the columnist has to say. And a good portion of the time, we're in disagreement. Usually, I'm a little more severe in my advice. But this one got sent to into me from my buddy Bob. He's like, for the podcast. I'm like, all right. I love all these ones. Because I'm always like, how do these people, like, qualify to become an advice columnist? Like, are they, like, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a social worker? Like, what do they fucking do? And the answer usually is they don't do shit. They're just like, I own a keyboard with the fucking computer, and I can type shit. All right, you're hired. We don't pay shit. Perfect. All right, here we go. Ask Amy. My wife just told me she wants an open marriage. Oh, my God. If you guys don't know what that means, it means you want to go to Pound Town with people who are not your spouse. Open marriage. Dear Amy, I'm so upset. I've been married to my wife for 7 years. I've loved our life and thought we were both fulfilled and happy. Lately, she's been a little distant. But I assume that work or family issues with her big extended family were stressing her out. Last night, she dropped a bombshell. She asked me how I would feel about opening up our marriage. I've heard about open marriages, of course, but what does this even mean? I was too shocked to say much, and she asked me to think about it. After a sleepless night, I wonder how I'm supposed to think about anything else. How am I supposed to respond? Signed, devastated husband. Well, I know in a lot of people's brains, an open marriage is like, oh my God, threesomes galore. We're going to have fucking orgies at our house, Caligula. It's going to be the fucking greatest of all time. We're going to have to invest in a whole bunch of squeegees. Right? I mean, that's, you know, in your brain, or it's like in pornos or whatever. But in practicality, it's essentially saying your spouse is going, I'm tired of sucking your dick. I want to suck new dick. your shriveled fucking little cocktail weenie ain't doing what it needs to do. I need new dick. So that's not good. And if you're taking this knowledge, taking this news so poorly, like right off the bat, it is not going to get better. All right. If it was your thought and belief that, oh my God, everything is hunky dory, and it's not, your wife is totally like going, oh my God. So you guys are on different wavelengths. And after 7 years, she's got the 7 year itch. Oh my God. I just thought of that. You guys have heard of that? The 7 year itch. Oh my God. That's what she's got. You're fucked, dude. You're fucked. So what do? You just go listen, whore. You go find some new cock and you fucking move in with that new cock. Cause this old shriveled cock is kicking you to the curb, you slut. That's what you say. But let's see what Amy has to say. I'm sure Amy's not going to use the word slut or orgy or Caligula or anything like that, but let's give it a shot. Dear husband, the trend toward describing some marriages as open is supposed to imply that both parties are consenting to having other sexual relationships outside the marriage. Yes, but this guy doesn't seem down with that. He doesn't seem down like, oh, I want to go have sex with the hostess at Applebee's. He's not about that life. When one party asks to open the marriage, they are seeking consent to stray. Your wife is not granting you freedom or latitude. She wants to take it, and she's giving you a heads up that she's met someone. She's asked you how you feel, and so you should tell her exactly how you are feeling, confused, upset, concerned, and possibly angry. Lay it all out there, especially your cock, dude. Lay your cock out there. Just put it right there on the fucking kitchen table and go, huh? Huh? And she'll be like, yeah, I know. I've seen it. That's why I want other cock. I hope you two can have completely honest talk about your mutual concerns and desires. See, Amy doesn't really say anything. She just kind of like described and gave you the definition of an open marriage, which is fine. But I'm sure this guy has Google access to a computer, as I'm sure he probably emailed you this letter to begin with and didn't actually find a fucking paper envelope and stamp and mailed it to you. So you really didn't say anything. You need to say, kick this slut to the curb. Right? It's over, baby. She's not going to fucking rein it in. And there ain't nothing this guy can do with a small wiener to make it fucking better. So sorry, dude. You're out. Protect your assets. Or if you really want to be a dirty bastard, start banging the hostess at Applebee's. Start banging her. Or not. Whatever. All right. That's it, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm tired. I can't. I'm not going to. This is a freebie anyway. But thank you guys for listening. Normally, I do a little bit longer, but here we go. If you guys can do me a solid, go like the Facebook page, go like the Twitter page. That's where you will hear clips of the day sent in by listener Jason. He finds something funny in a podcast. He sends me a little clip and then I post it. Simple as that. So please go do that. Elemental Podcast, Facebook, Twitter. Please rate if you subscribe on this freebie. If you could, apparently it helps the analytics. I had some asshole today. His Facebook handle was Degenerate Gambler. And I think this guy was a fucking loser on some other loser page. Because he came to my Facebook fan page and then he cracked a joke about one of my posts. As if I gave a fuck about what he thought. It's so funny when people like come back and they want to say something negative to you. And you're like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I say this all the damn time. My comedy is not for everybody. And I am completely cool with it. If you don't like my comedy, move the fuck along. There's plenty of comedians out there for you. Matt Rife, Nate Bargatze, Shane Gillis, Tom Segura, fucking Maria Bamford. I don't know. Go find one. Go, fucking, there you go. You don't have to shit on me. Go fuck yourself. I'll shit on myself more than you do. Eat ass. eat ass. If you could consider subscribing to the Patreon after this tirade, you're probably wondering, why would I want to do that? Well, the freebies are Mondays and Thursdays, and then I try to Patreon all the other days of the week. So Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. It's a lot of podcasting. Hence, almost 1,000 episodes. $5 a month. That's it. Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com. Please subscribe. That'd be great. Thank you very much. And then if you can do, check out my TeePublic store. Check out my Mercari store. If you can't find the links, I'll send you the links. I sold a book today on Mercari. And then I got T-shirts. Well, actually, I have a design for the podcast on TeePublic. So if you'd like to get a T-shirt, a mug, a hoodie, a magnet, a sticker, whatever, TeePublic does it all. Let me know and I'll send you a link for the TeePublic. And then if you could like these pages, if you could like Matt Harper art on TikTok and Instagram. Now, Matt's not currently selling any of his art, but he is putting on a comedy show in Hastings, Michigan at the Waldorf on May 4th. He's going to have headliner Michael Jeter and feature act Tim Locke will be cutting the rug over there at the Waldorf in Hastings, Michigan. So circle the date, May 4th. Go out to the Waldorf in Hastings, Michigan. Always a good time. Matt puts on a good show. If you can check out Bear Boards and Tables on Instagram, Bear Like a Grizzly, Bear Boards and Tables. You'll see all the cool things that my buddy Mark makes out of woods, keychains, cutting boards, knickknacks, whatever. It's cool shit. I've got a bunch of stuff from him. You can get some stuff from him. He's got a link to his Mercari store, so you can check out his Mercari stuff. And then if you don't see anything you like, let Mark know what you do want, and then he can probably do it. So please get a hold of him, Bear Boards and Tables. Over on Facebook, we got the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House, a married couple who eats way too much coleslaw. And I think we'll be doing some coleslaw taste testing over at the free podcast, the free live podcast. But they like to eat coleslaw. Facebook Live video themselves eating coleslaw, and then they tell you if it's good or not. So check it out on Facebook, the Sunday Slaw. They also do a podcast, the Forest Entry Podcast, which comes out Tuesdays on Spotify. So if you got Spotify, give them a listen. It's a very relatable podcast because they talk about their marriage, their kids, their jobs, all sorts of stuff that you can relate to. I've listened. I'm not married. I don't have kids, but I've listened to it, and it's a good podcast. Check it out, Forced Entry Podcast. Check out Extra Levels Gaming. It's a video game store in Holt, Michigan. They sell old games, new games, games for all the systems. So if you're a gamer, know a gamer, check them out. Check them out, buddy. Extra Levels Gaming. Help out the little guy. Check out West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. It's a place where you can buy cards, trade cards, sell cards, show off cards, whatever you want. And so you don't need to live in West Michigan. You just need to answer the four questions. You answer the four questions, you're in. That's it. It's pretty simple. So please join that group, West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports, excuse me, Memorabilia. And last but not least, we got Magic JBM, my buddy John Badass Midgley. He's got a page for all his Magic stuff. So you like Magic, I like Magic, go like his page, Magic JBM. So that's it, everybody. I'm going to post this podcast, I'm going to neti pot my nose, and then I'm going to go to bed. Because that's how you live large. So, you guys are great. I love you. I'll see you guys tomorrow for Patreon. Or I'll see you on Thursday for the next freebie. Okay, take care, everybody. Have a good day. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.